Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Sunday bite-sized political podcast. Hope this one finds you well. And my thanks to all of you who generously support me by buying me a coffee. Thank you so much for that. And my thanks, of course, to Quantum Hypno for the sponsorship, which they provide me as well. Do check out quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, and let's all support each other as best we're able to do that. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about autism. I saw a very interesting comment, which is basically, if you want to, reduce the autism rate by about 90%, there's a simple way you can do that. Can you guess what it is? That's right. You stop vaccinating children. And I read a very interesting essay on this here, whole issue of autism. And I mean, it's a little quite an interesting history, because back in the 40s, a guy called Leo Kanner in the US and a guy called Hans Asperger, yep, you've heard me right, in Austria, identified what they saw as a new disorder in children, which was different from childhood schizophrenia and feeble-mindedness. These kids were called autistic, an adjective previously used in schizophrenia, meaning very self-focused and isolating. But unlike the truly insane, they appeared to have been affected since birth and didn't have hallucinations. And so you know the kind of the characteristics of autism. Now, it was very rare back then. And Asperger himself over in Vienna saw around 200 cases in 10 years, whereas Kanner at the Johns Hopkins in Baltimore described 11 cases, and these ranged in severity. So the thing to understand is that autism was very, very rare. So, okay, so then it stopped being so rare. What could have driven the change? Well, the obvious thing is that during the 1960s and the 70s and the 80s, we discovered the wonders of childhood vaccinations. Oh, childhood vaccinations. And we've been injecting kids ever since. And as a consequence, I believe, of that, that's why you see the spike in autism. It's horrible, but it is happening. Scientists have not been able to tell us how it can be genetic. So they've spent decades trying to work out, how could it be a genetic problem? But no, there's no evidence to prove that autism is genetic. So that means something else is happening, something else which has actually turned into an epidemic of autism. Here's another interesting stat. In 1970, the baseline prevalence of autism was 0.7 cases per 100,000 kids. Got that? 0.7. By 1985, it was now 0.5%, so it had risen. By 1985, around 20% of 10,000 US children were autistic. 20%. That's a massive, massive increase. And, you know, I don't think we can go down the bad parenting theory, although I'm sure there's some element of that. But vaccinations are, I think, where it absolutely the core impact comes from. In the States today, right now, there's 2.5 million US kids who are autistic. Of that, I mean, it's sad, because probably less than 10% of them can live an independent life. They are sicker than most ordinary people. They have gut problems, about 70% up from ordinary people. They have sleep disorders, significantly up from ordinary people, standard people. They also suffer from autoimmune diseases, asthma. Is this beginning to ring any bells? Their suicide rate, tragically, is 10 times greater than normal, and their average lifespan is only 36 years. So that is really, really sad. And also, the interesting thing is that the most autistic kids in 2024 are so much more severely autistic than those described by Kanner and Asperger in the 40s. So, you know, whatever is making people autistic, it's making them even more autistic in 2024. So what could it be that is causing this? I think a substance called glyphosate, that's the name, G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E, Google it, causes many of these modern disorders, including autism, cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, according to several papers published in the 20s. So the question is then, where is glyphosate found? Well, guess what? It's found in at least five vaccines. The MMR vaccine contains the most of it. That's the MMR vaccine that we're told it's super important that every child gets their MMR. Well, if they're getting their MMR, they're getting their glyphosate. And the glyphosate is apparently a key driver of this this problem. So it's kind of sad that the whole vaccine industry, the industrial vaccine industry, is destroying a whole load of young kids in all kinds of awful ways. And this is not about COVID. This is about a more generalized destruction of their health. But vaccines are the delivery mechanism. Thanks for listening.